Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello, it's a 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Tuesday, September 10th. We found out that the world's number one killer is no longer heart disease, at least in first world countries. It's now cancer.
Yeah, the more money you got, the better and bigger cancer is in your life. That is incredible. And it's sad because I hope both are going down.
Yes.
Because it seems like, you know, in first world countries like us, you learn a little bit more about nutrition, have more opportunities perhaps, and can take care of yourself, may take care of your heart. But the cancers, they're still trying to figure this one out.
Yeah, they do say that's one of the reasons they think that heart disease is down in these first world countries such as Canada, Chile, Argentina, and even Turkey. And that's mainly because of education and diet. Mm-hmm. We're fully aware what's going on, and so you're able to kind of change that and help yourself live longer. But you can be fully aware anything with cancer, and it's a little bit more of a tricky thing to get to.
It doesn't care. It cuts across all lines, that's for sure.
We also found out that binge watching is coming to a close for Netflix, at least on their original programming.
Yeah, their original business model is we're going to dump all the shows at once. You can watch them at your leisure, which usually means that's when the term binge watch was actually coined.
And that's why you have those Cheeto-stained fingers are never always orange.
And that lump on the couch, that's you.
Yeah, so they are going to start it starting next month, which would be October. They're going to start it with two shows, The Great British Baking Show, Collection Number 7, and Rhythm and Flow. That's that new Cardi B Chance the Rapper, T.I.
It's a rap competition.
Show. So you're only going to get one a week, just like the old networks did.
All right, we'll see how that works.
We also found the do's and don'ts of lending or asking your friend to borrow money. It really does put people in a bad position. I mean, I give money, and it's always under I'll borrow it and give it back to you, but I give it to my friends knowing I'm not going to get it back, and I'm cool with that.
Yeah. If it's 20 bucks and somebody needs it, it's like that. If you know them, they'll make it up to you somehow. They'll buy the next round or something like that.
Yeah, there's no reason for that. So, but you know, if you're talking about a significant sum of money, maybe you know somebody who recently is homeless or had the power cut off or something like that. You really have to make you can't sit there and say, all right, I can lend you the money, just pay me back whenever you want to.
But formalize it just like a bank would. Write it down on paper saying, I'm going to lend you this much. I need it back by this time.
Yes.
Sign here and date it.
And make sure that your person that's borrowing the money is clear on the direction. It's not a gift.
Yeah.
We're borrowing the money. Now, let's say that since you need to borrow money from your friend because you're in a bad situation, try other avenues. Use that as your last resort because you really don't want to put your friendship in that issue. And here's why. I remember, and this didn't happen to me, but I do know people that have borrowed money before, and it's when they're together, it's like you can slice the tension with a knife because
it's still hanging over there.
They owe money, and here they are out having dinner with us, getting drinks, getting food. Instead of putting the money, giving it back to me, you're spending it on yourself.
Is that a new blouse? Where'd you get those shoes?
Yes. So if you need to borrow money, make sure it's for a specific reason and your specific information on how you're going to pay it back and stick to it.
I need Ferrari gas. Can you lend me 20?
Some gas money, man. Let's talk about dog treats.
Yeah.
They found out that they asked a whole bunch of veterinarians about what to, because there's a whole bunch of dog treats you can get, the natural ones. You get the pig ear, you can get the cow hoof, you can get the raw hide. And basically what they're saying is that they all kind of, they're okay, they're good for you, they have some good things because they do give your dog something to chew on. But they all are different as to what they do when your dog chews on them.
There were some like cooked bones that came, I think, from China that were killing dogs just a couple years ago.
And the reason for that is that a lot of it is processed. And like you mentioned on the show, Storm, it's very true. I knew people that gave a raw chicken to their dogs and they would eat it with the bone. And it's okay.
That's fine because, figure the dogs in the wild. They'll catch a rabbit, let's say, and they eat it. Well, they don't cook it.
Right.
But if you give them a cooked bone, like a T-bone from a steak that you've had on the grill, it'll splinter.
Yeah.
It's a lot better to have the raw bone than the dried cooked one.
So they talk about, let's go over the list. Rawhide, they said probably that's going to be your safest bet if you're going to go that particular route. Now, keep in mind that a lot of the stuff that they treat the rawhide, which basically is dried animal skin.
It's cow chicharrón.
Yeah. It's it's and great for Taco Tuesday. It is a lot of times they use chemicals in it that could actually hurt, you know, cause gas problems, digestion problems for your dog. So kind of watch them, make sure they're okay. But the idea is that it once they chew on it, it actually becomes softer and pliable. It will not cut their mouth up.
But it'll ruin your white couch.
Yes, true.
I'll tell you what.
They say veterinarians are pushing you away from cow hooves, and here's why. That, as you mentioned there, it was never, it's like fingernail. Mm-hmm. It's very brittle.
It'll split.
It will splinter.
Yeah.
And they say they treat more cuts in the mouth for dogs eating on cow hooves than they do anything else.
And think about this with pig ears. That's where they give a pig injection, like hormone injections and antibiotics. Your dog might be getting an injection site when you give them a pig ear.
You get that, and they're a little bit greasy, and the more your dog chews on it, gets it wet, it gets greasy, and then they're going to have little greasy poo-poos as they leave around.
But basically, when I walk by the little bin of pig's ears, it creeps me out.
Yeah.
All right?
It really is. They say, and then also about a lot about these prepackaged bones. As you mentioned there, Storm, they had a recall from the FDA, so it's probably best just to stick to your butcher if you know them and do that. Talk to your vet to make sure that you're giving them the right bones and stuff. We found out pretty much all the programming on these home improvement shows channels, all very unrealistic.
The headline was HGTV is BS TV. They're all pre-staged ahead of time. I told a story about a realtor I know here. They were on one of the swap shows where you pick out three and the couple has to pick out one during a half hour episode. Well, here's the way they do it because this is how it was done here locally and this is their business model. The people have already bought a house.
Mm-hmm.
Then they pick two other houses they pretend like they're going to like. And at the end, wouldn't you know it, they move into the house that they originally bought. But they don't tell you that they originally own it at the start of the show.
Yeah, that is actually the show called House Hunters. Mm-hmm. And this article asked a whole bunch of real estate agents what's going on. Because they're saying, look, these are causing problems for us.
It's unrealistic,
Because you're thinking I'm going to buy this house, one of the little flip shows. I'm going to put a little money into it, and I'm going to make $100,000. Yeah. That doesn't really happen.
I mean, when it starts out, when the guy says, I collect butterflies and my wife volunteers at a nursery twice a week and our budget is $2 million, where do you people get this money?
Yeah, exactly. So like for house hunters, like you mentioned, a real estate agent will tell you, you need at least 10 to 30 homes to look at to find your dream house, if that's what you're looking for. Another unrealistic show is Tiny Luxury. Mm-hmm. That's where people move out of their 1,600, 1,700, 1,800 square foot homes and move into, 220
closet somewhere.
Yeah, 220 square feet tiny home.
And then they get grumpy. I don't understand.
They don't show you after. It's kind of like, the end of a fairy tale. They lived happily ever after. What about the next morning?
I want to see 6 months of winter after you can't even go outside.
Yeah.
Now what?
Now, they said and just like they talked about with Flip or Flop, that's the show where they do flip the houses. Look, it's unrealistic that you're going to flip a house and make $100,000 because you have to keep investing that money to make a profit. Now, for the shows they say are fairly accurate, they say the Property Brothers are good, mainly because that shows you of actually thinking about what you want to do remodeling of your house, and then all the pitfalls that go with remodeling. When you open up a wall, there might be an electrical box.
Oh, you never know.
Understand.
A renovation? Oh, man.
They also said probably the best one, it's most accurate, is called My First Place, and that's the first time home buyers, as they follow them, buying a house, and you got the obstacles of the appraisal, the inspection,
bidding wars, all the hidden stuff that's in there. Yeah, that's pretty good because it shows you through the process.
It shows you through the process and kind of tells you what you can expect when you buy a home. And then finally, we learned that Sony is celebrating the 40th anniversary of the Walkman.
Okay, I feel old.
Yeah, it's hard now for younger generations to understand. Before the Walkman, you had your choice. You had a small transistor radio, but still, it wasn't your choice of music.
No, you couldn't take your music with you. I mean, you have an 8-track, but that's in your car.
Right.
So this was the very first portable cassette player.
Yes, and it had personal headphones that were not big and bulky, but very small and lightweight.
That's right.
So it was very revolutionary back in 1979. In fact, Sony said that they were only anticipating about 500 units a month to be sold. In 2 months, they sold over 50,000 of them.
Yeah, they struck a nerve with the Walkman. That really, people walking around with their own personal music, man.
It was really good. And, of course, it morphed into the Discman, and then it Sony kind of fell out with all the MP3s, but now they're back.
Don't get me started on mixtapes. That's right, baby. I'm going to make you a mixtape.
So in 2019, the 40th anniversary of the Walkman being celebrated with the new Walkman that is kind of looks like on the outside like the old 1979 model, but right. It is packed with technology. A 16-gig hard drive for all those songs. It works with your it works through a Wi-Fi in the Android app. Has a little screen on it where you can touch it. But I like the best thing about this is that once the music's playing, the screen actually turns into a cassette.
Looks like a cassette rolling
yeah,
through.
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
Pretty cool. How much is it?
It's going to run for about $500, which
that's a lot of money, man.
But if you went back to 1979 when it was on sale for $150, today's dollars would be worth $500. So. Huh. Kind of works there. Should be in stores in the U.S. by the fall, so we'll keep our fingers crossed for it. There's our show, Tuesday, September 10th. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
ABCU.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.